AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The biggest airline in the Middle East, Emirates, says its flights to the U.S. are operating normally this morning. Beginning tonight, new restrictions take effect on travelers to the United States from six mainly Muslim nations. The travelers have to have close family or business ties to come here under President Trump's new order. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Shortly after taking office, President Trump ordered the refugee ban and a travel ban to protect the U.S. from terrorists. But opponents said it was unfairly harsh and intended to keep Muslims out. After federal judges blocked the ban, there were revisions made. This week, it was partially reinstated by the U.S. Supreme Court, which will consider the entire executive order in October.
One of Pope Francis's top advisors is taking a leave of absence to fight sex assault charges. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has this story.
Cardinal George Pell is the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis and Australia's most senior Catholic. And now, Pell is the highest-ranking Vatican official to ever be charged with sexual abuse. Australian authorities have summoned Pell to appear in Melbourne Magistrates Court on July 18th to face multiple charges of historical sexual offenses. That means the offenses generally occurred years ago.
Cardinal Pell says he is innocent. The charges, he says, are false. Gasoline is $2.24 a gallon this morning, according to the AAA, which says prices are at a low for the year as the July 4th holiday approaches. The highest prices are in D.C. and on the West Coast, where it's just over $3 a gallon. Gas is cheapest in Texas and in surrounding states, where it's as low as $1.91. President Trump held his first re-election fundraiser last night at the Trump International Hotel in Washington and raised $10 million in 2 hours. This is AP Radio News. There's not much mystery about why the New York Knicks dumped team president Phil Jackson. Our Warren Levinson's in New York.
As a head coach, Phil Jackson won a record 11 NBA championships with the Chicago Bulls and Los Angeles Lakers, but as an executive, he was a bust. The New York Knicks let him go after three of the worst seasons in their history, 80 wins, 166 losses, and no playoff appearances. The firing came less than a week after Jackson led the team through the NBA draft. Jackson, who played on the Knicks' last championship teams in 1970 and 73, says he's disappointed he could not bring another title to Madison Square Garden. Warren Levinson, New York.
Major League Baseball umpire John Tompain was in Pittsburgh to work the Pirates-Tampa Bay game yesterday when he and bystanders grabbed a woman just as she jumped over the railing of a bridge, say authorities. Another bystander called 911. The authorities arrived. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.